KQED.
This week, the state's largest school district handed out iPads to teachers, training them just in time for the new school year. It's part of a $30 million plan to give tablets to more than 30,000 students in 47 schools. KPCC's Adolfo Guzman-Lopez tells us if this stage goes well, the program will expand to include the entire LAUSD.
We've gotten used to seeing hundreds of people waiting in line to get their shiny new Apple gadget, but this line is a little different. It's not outside the Apple store at the Grove, but outside a classroom at LA Unified's Roosevelt High School. And the eager crowd is made up of public school teachers participating in a program that brings iPads into the classroom.
It's so exciting for the students that they're going to be able to use iPads every day, you know, to do instant research at their fingertips. Literally, I mean, the world is coming to them.
Jennifer Chang is one of 1,500 teachers who will use the iPads at LA Unified Schools this academic year. To prepare them, the district is giving teachers 2 to 3 days of training. Third grade teacher Tiffany DeCourcy hopes that's enough. She just got her iPad and is about to walk into one of the training rooms.
I'm just hoping that the training will be of such that I can really utilize it efficiently. Because if you have something but you don't know how to use it, what's the point?
As her group is getting started, LA Unified's head of instruction, Jaime Aquino, makes a rousing speech.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Come on, guys. Are you as excited as I am?
Yes.
So if you are, let's try that again. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Very good. Now you're probably
wondering. The devices come with standard iPad apps that'll help students with school projects. Another set of specially designed apps will help prepare students for English and math standardized tests. But there are glitches. On this day, passwords don't work, and some of the devices can't connect to the school server. Aquino asks teachers to be patient.
There are going to be bumps and glitches, like with anything in life. But don't give up. Don't give up. Because we can work those through. And I think we're going to see a difference.
30,000 students are set to get the iPads in the first phase. Aquino says devices are just devices and can't replace the biggest resource the district has for learning.
And there's nothing like having a teacher. So this is not to replace you. And why am I excited? Because I can't wait to see what you're going to do for our kids under your leadership with this tool.
To expand the program and give an iPad to LA Unified's 640,000 students would cost $500 million. Aquino tells half a dozen journalists invited to this training that it's a done deal. But standing nearby, school board member Monica Ratliff said it's not.
We're going to have a chance after this process to look at what worked, what do we still need to work on, before we vote on the other $250 million.
LA Unified staff is expected to give the school board a report in the fall on how the iPads are working in the 47 schools. Classes in the district start Tuesday of next week. For the California Report, I'm Adolfo Guzman-Lopez in Los Angeles.